Hi, Ricky.
Hard luck on the defeat. Ricky, sending Marcus Stoinis at number three. In hindsight, do you feel the move backfired because Stoinis wasn't in match practice, you can say, or someone else could have been sent in at number three?
No, I don't think so. I think, look, we thought long and hard about where Marcus's best spot would be in the batting order for us today. I mean, as we're all aware, he missed about 3 weeks with that hamstring injury, so he hadn't played any cricket. We desperately wanted him back into the team today because we knew he could bat at the top of the order. We also knew that he could bat down at the death if required. As you saw today, with that type of pitch, it's really difficult for any new batsman to come in and start on. Even Shikhar at the top, didn't get away to the fly that we're after. Our middle order players, the Indian players, even struggled to sort of get going on that surface. So I think it was the right decision. We probably didn't get the outcome that we're after, though.
So, Ricky, it has been a great season up till the last week, actually. So, going ahead in the next season, there's the mega auction there. So, how much of the team would you like to retain in terms of the leadership group? How did you see Rishabh go as a captain? There's been a lot of criticism about him for last match's decisions. So how much of the group that you actually want, if given a choice?
I'd love to keep everyone, to be honest. We have got just a terrific group of people at the Delhi Capitals. The playing staff and the coaches have done an amazing job for the last couple of seasons. And I think our performances sort of speak for themselves there. We're disappointed that this season has finished the way that it has. But, obviously we know that we will probably only be able to retain maybe three or four players. So a lot of players will go back into the auction, and then I'll be doing everything I can, certainly to bring as many people back into the Delhi Capitals family as possible. Because, as I said, it's been an incredibly enjoyable, last three seasons, really, for me and this playing group. And to bring everyone or most of the guys back together again would certainly be a goal of mine.
Hi Ricky, tough luck, but just want to ask that, was it a lot about nerves and fielding poor fielding and some decisions of the field and on the field which you think cost this season, or you think otherwise?
Oh look, there's no doubt that we've had our chances in the last couple of games in particular. I mean, the last three games we've played now, we lost to RCB off the last ball with a six off the last ball. We had to defend, I think, 13 or 14 against CSKA the last over there, and we didn't do that. And then, this game today has got right down to the wire again with, the KKR needing six off the last two balls to win the game. So, look, but to be totally honest, I looking back at this whole season, I think today really is the only game that I feel that we've been outplayed in. We didn't bat well enough today. We didn't get enough runs in the power play. We lost wickets too regularly through the middle of our batting innings. It wasn't for Hetmyer and Sreyas at the end. We weren't looking anywhere near 130-odd. So, we've been outplayed. So we'll talk about that when we get back into the rooms after this. And, it's disappointing for us to finish the way that we have.
We'll take two more questions. Hemant Barar, please go ahead.
Hi, Ricky. Hard luck. Where do you think you lost the match? Was it during the batting power play in the second innings when Venkatesh Iyer scored those runs and Shubman and Iyer added almost 100 in 12 overs? Was there something you could have done differently?
I think the power plays in both innings were probably the difference in the game. I don't think we got enough in our power play with the bat. I think we were 37 at the end of our power play, which was probably 8 to 10 runs short of where we wanted to be and what the sort of par score is on this sort of wicket. And then, as you would have noticed watching the game, the conditions changed dramatically from first innings to second innings. I mean, the first probably 10 overs of their batting innings when they had a newish ball and that, that dew that was on the ground certainly made batting look a lot easier than what it seemed for our guys. But, that's more of the reason why we had to make more runs than we did in the first innings and try and defend them. But well done to the opening stand today for KKR. I thought they did a great job. And I think they've actually found a really good player there in Venkatesh Iyer. He looks like someone that could be a terrific player for Calcutta and maybe even India in the future.
We take one final one. Yashashri, please go ahead.
Hi, I'm from India Sports News.
firstly, tough luck on the loss. And Nokia has been the best bowler for Delhi Capitals while defending a low total. What was the reason behind him bowling only one over in the first 10 overs?
I think the captain was looking at trying a few different options to get a wicket in the power play. I mean, we wanted to be able to use a couple of overs spin in the power play as well before the ball got too wet and basically unable for the spinners to hang on to it too much. And it is a tactic you can use, you know, to not let the batsman get too sort of settled against one type of bowler. But, yeah, I mean, Nokia, we wanted to have him through the middle overs at some of their batsmen in the middle. We felt probably a little bit susceptible to good quality fast bowling, so we wanted to save a couple for him through the middle and one at the end. So, look, I think tactically tonight, I think Rishabh did a really good job. We didn't get enough runs, and we did a good job to claw our way back into the game and give ourselves a chance to win going into the last two overs.
Thank you, folks, and thank you, everyone.